Well, we might be able to get another safety out there. You never know. So hopefully it's not out of necessity. You know, Sunday we had two linebackers active. So fortunately we've got some safeties that can play linebacker.
What did you like about the pairing of Blake and Josh at that inside backer spot? Did they play well off each other, did you think?
They did. I thought that they did a nice job for being in the first time together. I mean, you guys have watched us work Josh a lot at that position, you know, through training camp. And, you know, we've always felt that he could play. He could play deep, which he did the week before, you know, in Atlanta. We thought he did a nice job back there. And you obviously saw him impact the game, you know, with the blitzes. And you know, made a lot of plays, tackling. I mean, a big play there in the overtime, you know, on the third down there. So, I thought it was a very good start for him, you know, up in that position.
Is that still Nitro?
It is Nitro, yes.
How do you think you put the run defense? I mean, how do you think you played run defense out of that?
Well, you know, we had the one big run that came out of there. You know, the one flare pass that they threw counted. That was a 21-yarder, I think. They counted that on the run defense. So, but I think there were a lot of good snaps. Obviously, you know, when you're playing as many DBs on the field, people are going to try to run the ball against you. We know that. But we think what we gain out of it in terms of the athletic ability and the speed and that type of thing for the most part, you know, because the week before you guys asked me that, and, you know, there were two or three run fits that we didn't fit so well, but we weren't necessarily in our Nitro defense at that time either.
So if you're giving up, I think you're giving up 4.5 yards a carry at this point. Is that acceptable? I mean, obviously you want to do better, but is that a decent enough trade-off for the speed and the passing that you get out of that?
I think you have to balance things out. You know what I mean? If you guys were talking to me at the end of last season, okay, we couldn't stop the pass, right? And, you know, now we're in the top 10 in pass defense. So the bottom line is what's it going to take, all right, to win the game and try to keep people out of the end zone? So you have to evaluate that from week to week. You know, we got a lot of different packages, and we think that, you know, that package gives us a lot of flexibility in terms of matchups and those types of things. And if people start running the ball significantly on it, you know, then, you know, we have other things that we can go to. But as I stand here, I don't feel like that, you know, that we can't stop the run out of that defense.
Now, is there any position that Morgan can't play for you?
Well, you know, Morgan's a valuable guy. He's been here, I think, what, next to Clay. He's the longest tenured guy, and you've seen him play a lot of different positions. Great thing about Morgan is he knows the defense well enough that he can do that, you know, with a limited number of reps. And, you know, I can't think of another guy that really probably could go do that. You know, I mean, he's played all over the place. And, you know, he could play two, three different positions in the course of one game. So that's how much confidence we have in him. You know, I mean, he's got the headset on out there now. You know, he's making the call. So, I mean, he gives us great leadership. All the guys have confidence in him, you know, in terms of making the calls. And he's kind of, you know, I think he gives other guys out there confidence, all right, in his demeanor and the way he approaches the game.
Is it different at all to have the guy with the headset in the slot versus maybe a linebacker spot or a safety spot?
Well, you see, we don't huddle a lot. I mean, we traditionally don't huddle, you know, because we work so much against our offense, you know, with the no huddle. And so we kind of mill huddle, and Morgan's in there and he gets it to the front people and they make their calls, and we kind of like the way the mechanics of it, you know, works right now.
Coach, how do you define that Nitro? Is that the three safeties on the field? Is it the four safeties?
It depends on how you define Morgan. You know, I mean, Morgan's played safety four, so, you know, Sunday it was four safeties. You know, we didn't have Kendrell Bryce, so, you know, Marwin Evans, you know, had to go in and play at his spot. You know, Morgan played the star or the nickel position, and Josh played the whip, you know, or the dime position. So,
Tom, I think they're averaging 5 yards a carry right around there. What makes them so dangerous in that aspect?
Well, they're an impressive team running the ball. First of all, they're committed to it. Probably as much of a commitment as, you know, any team in the league right now. And, you know, when you have two running backs that complement each other, I think, like like their two backs do. You know, you've got a big strong guy that moves the pile and likes to get his shoulder squared away running downhill on you, and he's physical. You've got to get the second and third guy in there on the tackle, and then you bring 29 in, all right, and he's got the speed to attack you any place, and he might take the ball any place, no matter where he starts out. That he doesn't necessarily end up that way. So I think they complement each other. Very impressive Sunday running the ball. You run the ball 38 times for 220 yards. You know, you control the clock, the time of possession. You know, all those things that takes big factors in winning games.
I noticed a couple of times, I think you had said, you had Josh on one side, Morgan on the other, coming out of the slot. What do you like about, potentially having both of those guys in the box and sort of being able to utilize them at the same time?
Yeah, I think they're both physical. They both tackle well. I think they're both good blitzers. So you've got the threat of either one of them blitzing, off of either side. And they're both athletic enough they can cover. So, you like what they bring from a coverage element.
On the broadcast, Tony Romo mentioned that after the Bengals' initial first 20 plays, he thought, okay, Green Bay's seen everything they're going to do, basically got their script out of the way. And he said, I think they're going to make a lot of adjustments now and shut them down, which you guys did. From that point on, they only scored 3 points. A, was that the case? And B, is that common where you kind of have to feel out your opponent, see what kind of how they're approaching you before you kind of make the adjustment to how you're going to approach them?
There were a couple factors in the game on Sunday that I thought. First of all, most teams in this league script their first 15 plays, and they repeat them more than anything else. They go through them, they rehearse them, they know, and it's based off of what they've seen out of you, your last four or five games. But secondly, and I felt going into this game, it's always hard when you've got a new coordinator, because I could study all the statistics, okay, which you normally do, and you normally win with a pretty good feel of what you think you're going to see. But you threw all that out the window because you got a new play caller. So we kind of had to just get a feel of what they were doing, and they were efficient. They came out, and give them credit. They had a nice first drive against us. They mixed the run and the pass and hit some pass plays in there on us. We knew that going in with a receiver like A.J. Green, who's one of the top three or four in the league. You're always concerned about him making the big play. And then the three running backs that they had are all really talented guys. This young Mixon's going to really be, I think, a special back. So you combine that with a new play caller, you didn't have any tendencies going in. So it took us, the first series they went down, and give them credit, they made their plays. We got them to third down in the red area, and they scored on us. And we came out and, sacked them the second series, and got off the field. And then the third series, they did the same thing. The thing I was pleased with is the way our guys responded, because many times you go out and you have some tough plays or tough downs early, then you've got to bow your neck and not blink and go back to work. And, I think they converted four out of their first five third downs, and I think they were all in those two drives that they went for touchdowns. And then after that, we got off the field, I think, seven third downs in a row, which you have to do, so they can't extend those drives. So I like the way our guys responded. We had a lot of new moving parts out there, with the number of guys that we had inactive. So you never know how they're going to respond. It was a hot day. Our rotations, where we're normally rotating a lot more, we didn't have the ability to do that as much as we normally do. So I like the way our guys responded and the way they came back and played in the second half.
Have you ever played six DBs for 60 snaps or whatever ends up being at first?
Well, we played a lot of DBs, but we didn't. We just felt the way the game was going that we liked the personnel group that we had out there. We felt it gave us more flexibility, fortunately, those guys were able to make the plays there, especially in the second half, and the overtime period. To be able to go out and go three and out, to start the overtime period was big.
Tom, do you have anyone on scout team that you think can imitate Tariq Cohen, or is he a little bit too difficult to replicate?
you know, in a short week, your reps are limited, you know, to, from a full speed basis. You know, you a lot of things are geared down because you want the guys to be able to recover, you know, so we're as physically healthy as we can be, you know, Thursday night. It's such a quick turnaround, but you don't have to watch much tape to see this guy's a special guy. You know, I mean, he really complements, you know, their running game, and you know, they're doing a good job. They're isolating him. He's their leading receiver, so that tells you something right there, that they're going to look for matchups, all right, with him and try to get the ball in his hands, because he can really make things happen when he gets the ball in his hands.
What did you like about matching King on A.J. Green? And could you see, if matchup isn't so physically two guys exactly the same, you could still do it?
Yeah. You know, his size and length, Kevin's size and length against A.J., I mean, that was really the best match that we felt we had, you know, from a size standpoint. You know, Devon's been a guy, House, that you know, we think can do those kind of things, but he wasn't available. So, you know, I thought Kevin stepped up and did a good job with the challenge.